The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
They told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls said you should get your sauce up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gonna be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop. I still believe I'm something special. Can't take that from me. So you can say what you want, I go harder, stronger, be who I'm supposed to be.
Drama online, for the drama folks. So we leave that over there. But over here, we build and inspire and encourage each other to move in our purpose and our destiny. If you would like to call in to ask a question, the call-in number is 516-595-8287. That's 516-595-8287. And only call in if you just have a question or a comment, or you just want to participate in the discussion questions. If you can't call in, you can listen to the link on my Facebook page, which is Stacey Johnson, or you can go to my website, StaceyLJohnson.org, and click the link and listen in that way. The topic today is rebirthing vision and digging deep into your purpose. And I don't know if I'll get all this information out, so I'm going to call this part one. The reason being, we have a lot of people, whether in business or in ministry, that don't really know who they are, what they should be doing, and they're just kind of, I want to say out there, but not out there. They're doing some things, but they're not really fulfilling that hunger and that desire or that tug in their, I call it the baby, that when their baby's leaping, their baby is not leaping, and they just don't know how to make that first step. And that's why I wanted to call this topic a rebirthing of a vision and digging deep into your purpose. So why is it necessary to rebirth what is already in you? You know, sometimes things happen in our lives that can dull or stagnate or even stop, and sometimes even kill the God-given vision, you know, that happens in our lives. It is your vision that drives your purpose, and if you feel visionless, 9 times out of 10, you're not sure what your purpose is, because it's your vision that drives your purpose. It's very detrimental in this season that you begin to dig deep and seek out the main questions of the whys, the whos, the where, and how of who and what you really are. I want to tell those that are listening that are struggling. I want to talk to people that are struggling. Struggling means you've been there, and something happened and it stopped, and you're trying to get there again, or you're right there, you have taken the necessary steps, but you don't know how to move forward in what you want to do. I want to tell you first that you are viable, very viable, and much needed in the world right now to accomplish whatever you were put here to do, whether that's business or ministry. So it's vital that you come into your own, that you find out who you are. And you sometimes we know whose we are. We know that we are God's children. We know that we were created for something, but we just don't know what that something is, okay? So you are very valuable. You are much needed in the world today. So let's talk a little bit about birthing something, when something is birthing. And I'm gonna approach it from a practical standpoint, and I'm gonna throw in a little spiritual every now and then, but you know, everybody's not spiritual, so I want to be able to reach the masses. Okay, so we're gonna approach it from a biblical, from a practical standpoint with a spiritual twist. Okay, so from the practical standpoint, when something is birthed, it's the action or process of bringing forth. Okay, so women that have given birth, when you give birth, you're bringing forth something. You're bringing forth life. You're pushing something forth. Okay, but when we rebirth, this is key. Now listen to this. When something is rebirth. On the practical side, it's reliving the experiences of the previous birth in order to confront and overcome trauma and anxiety that stemmed from that birth. Did y'all get that? That's good right there. I could preach that, but I'm not going to preach right now. So example is the first time that you did it, or the first time you accomplished something in your life, or the first time you had a vision and you went for it, you pushed, you suffered in that thing, you sowed seed, you stood, you gave yourself, you got hurt in the process, you got abused, you were misunderstood, you were even mistreated in that process, and then sometimes things were good, but in the end, when you birthed something that no one else had, it was good for a season, and then sometimes, most times, life hits, and you lose it, or then it just died down. You had the momentum, you were going, but because of the pressures, whatever the reason is, because the flow didn't stay like it was, because whatever, and I'm going to say whatever, it died down. Now you're wondering, seeking, and not really grasping on what to do next. That's deep right there. Because, you know, we can get hit hard, and I know from experience what it's like to have something and then get hit hard. And in the spirit, you lose your breath. It's like, you know, you get blindsided, you get sideswiped. I don't know, back in the world, you know, when people used to hit you from behind, we called it somebody stole you. You get stole, and now you don't know which way to go. The key is in the midst of your first push, your first pain, your first disappointment. What did you learn about yourself when you were standing still and there wasn't any movement? What did you learn about yourself when it seemed stale? What did you learn about yourself when there wasn't any rah-rah? When I say rah-rah, there wasn't any shouting. Come on now, have you ever been in those places where you got hit so hard where you couldn't pray and you couldn't open up your word? And what did you learn about yourself in those moments in your life? Rebirthing is the process of reliving those experiences to overcome the trauma and anxiety, to gain a deeper revelation about who you really are and what God has called you to do. Digging deep means you have to unveil all your ugly to see the true beauty of your God-given purpose and destiny. Wow, right there. For those that know me and those that don't know me, for the past 22 years, I have had a phenomenal prison ministry, going into the prisons, preaching, teaching. Me and my husband started a program called the Family is First Project, and, you know, 2018 was our 10th year inside the correctional institutions. When I tell you I was in the flow and moving and things were happening and men were levitating, yes, getting delivered, getting set free, getting saved. And I tell you, I had said on the 10th year, which was 2018, that I was going to go into two other prisons, and I had launched out, and I was finally confident in launching out. And I was at three different prisons, over ministering over to 500 families with the Family is First Project. And I was trying to get grants, and I had told myself that now is the time. I'm going to come off of my job. I'm going to go into full-time ministry. This is what I'm going to be doing. I'm in the flow. I'm comfortable. Everything is going good. And the carpet got pulled out from under me. Life happened. Something happened that was so traumatic that it blew my wig back. Come on, somebody. I've been there. It blew my wig back to the point that when they stopped me from coming in, it got so deep to the point that my volunteer status was voided out and I could not get in any prisons anymore. That means my program was shut down. That means the ministry that I had for 22 years was shut down. And I went into this state not knowing who I was or what I was going to say or who am I, God? I've been doing this for 22 years, and now I have nothing. I have put all my eggs in one basket. Like I said, I have suffered and sowed seed, and I stood when I was the only woman going in on my team, and sometimes, most of the times, going by myself and being misunderstood. And why would God send a woman to the men's prison? But I was seeing change happening in these men. These boys were raised up as men under my tutelage, praise God. And nobody had seemed to understand that. And looking at that, and it was no more. And having to deal with that, on top of that, losing my job, on top of that, in school to get my doctorate degree, and then they tell me that I don't have enough money, and now because I don't have enough money anymore, now I got to pay out of pocket, and it's $2,000 a class, and I only got three more classes to go until I'm finished. But who has $3,000 or $2,000 laying to the side for a class? And oh my God, and now nothing. So the three major things in my life were seemingly taken away from me. And now what? Now I'm sitting on the couch. Come on, somebody. Watching TV. Tears in my eyes. Wondering in my mind, God, what's next? And I want to talk to the people that have gotten the wind kicked out of them in some form or fashion. And now you don't know what to do next. Whew, I tell you, that was a mouthful right there. What's next? And I had to go through a rebirthing. And I had to relive all those experiences because I had to overcome not just that trauma, but I had to go back in my life to why that devastated me so much. Why did that make me question my call? Why did that make me question my ability? Why did that make me question, come on somebody, why did that make me question my giftings, my talents, the things that I had been doing for the past 10 years? Why did that make me question? And I had to take a trip back down memory lane into my life, and I had to go back to the drawing board, which means starting over and seek God for what's next in my life, seeking him for a revised and a fresh vision. Wow. Your vision is your ultimate career or ministry. It's your life goals and your key attributes. Come on. Your vision actually defines who you are, what you plan to do, and how you will accomplish the task. It's your process. Oh, my God. Habakkuk 2:2, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision down and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. And I had to ask God, how do I do that? How do I go back to the drawing board? A lot of people don't want to admit the fact that going back to the drawing board means being okay giving up where you were, which means I had to release the 22 years of ministry. I had to release the 10 years of programming. I had to release it. And when I say release, I had to give it to God. As unto the Lord, because I was doing it as unto the Lord. You know, I can't hold on so tight that I can't receive something new in my life. So I had to give it up. I had to lay it. I had to literally take my vision and lay it before him. If this is it, if this is over, because this situation has happened, I got to be okay with it. Help me to be okay with it. That means if this is over, then what's next for me? What do you have new for me? And that meant getting in the face of God and dealing with myself, which I'm telling you, getting in the face of God and dealing with yourself on a spiritual and a practical note. because God works with us in the spirit, but we have to live here in the practical. So he's everywhere in the practical as well. Come on, somebody. So I had to chart my course, what I was going through, what I was feeling. I had to embrace it to get over the trauma, because sometimes if we don't embrace what we're going through and if we don't deal with what has happened to us, those things, those hurts, those pains can set up fears and disappointments and make us shy. You know, they can decapitate us in a way, like cutting off our head, that we can't move forward. We don't want to move forward. We can become gun shy sometimes when it comes to moving forward after being hurt in certain areas. So it's important to chart your aspirations, your talents, and your gifts. And the way that you have to do this is you have to take certain steps that'll guide you through the process. One of the things that you have to identify is your strengths. The Bible says when you're weak, you're your strongest, but identifying your strengths, when you decide to get back up, when you're seeking God on the vision and who you are and all the things that you have done, and it seems like this is no more. Now we're starting off with a clean slate. What have I learned out of the last vision? What have I learned, because this didn't kill me? It didn't destroy me. I may feel a little down. I may feel like, you know, I won't make it, but, you know, feel is not in the Bible. It's just not there. The Bible never says that, you know, you're going to feel. So feelings are subject to change. So identifying the strength in that, because really you're tenacious. You have what they call resilience. You've lasted through the storm. So what is that? What is that strength? What's that inner strength that you can tap into that held you to the storm to help form your new vision? Come on, somebody. So after you identify your strength, you can reflect on your values. You know, I still held my value even though I was hit so hard. I held on to my values. I held on to my integrity. I held on to still loving people. I still held, because I, you know, the flesh side of me wanted to get mad, you know, wanted to go off on folks, you know, wanted to have, you know, meetings with people. But then I held on to my integrity because I understood that this battle was not mine, that this battle was the Lord. So I held on and I reflected on my values even in the midst of the storm. And I evaluated my skill set and how I could make an impact someplace else. Where can I take this? Who needs this? And then you have to ask yourself, what's your desired position or ministry that you would like to have, or your career, you know? And then write it down. I remember sitting in a meeting at one of the local churches that I cover, God's Vision Kingdom Ministries, and we're at 223 Dunn Street. And I was sitting in a meeting, and I remember the Lord, the pastor was giving, you know, talking in the church meeting, and I was sitting there and, you know, asking God, you know, how do I get back up? I've been hit so hard. You know, I got the wind knocked out of me. I was to the point I wanted to stop teaching. I wanted to stop preaching. I was done. I was through. I can just sit back in the back and don't do nothing anymore. You know, when you've given your blood, I feel like I had given blood. I had given all, and I was asking God, you know, how do you get back up? And he said, just stand up. Just stand up. And I remember taking a deep breath, and I said, stand up and do what? And when I asked that question, stand up and do what, he revealed to me that he had given me a women's ministry years ago. He said, I had given you a ministry years ago, but you weren't ready for it. I always, you know, not now, but then I had a problem with ministering to women, because sometimes women can be so messy and gossiping and things like that. And I'm a no-nonsense type of girl. You know, I'm really no-nonsense. And back then I wasn't ready for that. because I was, you know, I would say, but my mouth wasn't that tamed, and, you know, I would slice you like Zorro, long, short, deep, and wide, you know, and I had to learn some lessons in life. And now he said, now it's time, because now you have learned some things, and, you know, and he said, I've given you this ministry, and now's the time, but I don't want you to call it ministry. I want you to call it Women of Vision Global Network, where you will empower and inspire and motivate women to change, help women grow in their businesses or their ministries or their vision. And he said, I want you to invite them out every third Friday, and I want you to celebrate them, and I want you to highlight a woman every month. And that's what we've been doing for a whole year at 223 Dunn Street. It's called Ladies Night. And after that, you know, Women of Vision Global Network turned into an organization where we're speaking, and now we're getting ready to go on tour and book writing and all sorts of things. But this could not have happened had not the other vision had to be laid down. And that's what I was trying to say. Sometimes, most times, when one door closes, come on, another door opens. But we have to be willing to allow that other door to open. And the Lord showed me, if you hold too tight to what you have now, it's hard to receive what he's getting ready to give you. That was a good nugget. Write that down. Write that down. If you hold on too tight, it'll be hard to receive the new thing that he's trying to give you. So let's talk about rebirthing. And here's some steps to help you to identify some of the strengths that I told you about. And I had to do this myself, people. So I had to really, because you got to put the work in. When you're talking about revamping a vision, rebirthing, when you're talking about getting out there, that's getting before God, that's listening. But, you know, you should always have a pen and paper handy, because what he has to tell you is very significant for your next move. And it's always good to have things written down, because if you're like me, a lot of stuff cannot be held in your mind, because we have so many things in our mind that it doesn't have the capacity to hold everything. So we tend to forget, you know, some of the valuable things that we need to pull from. So before I go forward, the call-in number, if you want to call in and you have a question, it's 516-595-8287 if you want to participate in this discussion that I'm having. So the next steps in identifying, like I say, in your strength is list your skills. Write down the things you're good at, whether it's school, ministry, practical activity, or a soft skill like teamwork. You can also choose a skill that represents your passion and the activities you enjoy to determine options you may have considered before. So write down some of the things that drive you, your skills. What are you good at? What can you do now? I had to write down the skills that I developed within the last 10 years of my life, within the last 22 years of my life, and going into the prison and being resilient and, you know, being tenacious and having integrity. I had to write those skills down, what I learned as learning, you know, I had to learn how to facilitate, the difference between facilitating and teaching, the difference between teaching and preaching, which, you know, I had to write down those skills that God has crafted me in so many different arenas that I wanted to be well-rounded in the church world as well as in the corporate realm. Come on, somebody. So you have to write down those skills where you can flow best. The next one is identify the marketable skills. Write down your strengths to the ones that are most important in that market that you're trying to get in, and come up with 3 or 5 strengths, some of which may complement each other. So then you write down the skills that that are marketable, and when that means marketable, the ones that will promote who you are. Come on. Make positive declarations of your abilities. That means view your skills as ways to make improvements for your future role. You need to know you're the best candidate for the role. I hear a lot of people say, I don't think I'm qualified. I don't believe that I'm qualified, but God has me in it. The more that you think you're not qualified, then you won't be qualified. So you have to make declarations to your abilities. You have to have, you know, daily affirmations for your abilities. You have to tell yourself daily that God has given me this. I am qualified, whether you have a doctorate degree, whether you have an associate's, whether you have a bachelor's. I'm learning. Just because you have those things don't mean you're going to get a step ahead, because God can take somebody just with a high school diploma and promote them just because of their heart and their skill set in the spirit, or their willingness or that spirit to serve. So you have to make positive declarations of your abilities and daily affirmations. I don't care if you have to stand in front of the mirror and speak to yourself, you know, girl, you're fine this morning. You're going to get out there and you're going to do the best job that is possible. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. If you have to declare those things to yourself, that your hands are blessed and whatever your hands touch, they will prosper. You have to do these things to encourage yourself, because a lot of times there won't be people to encourage you and where God is taking you. And when it comes to rebirthing and revising and revamping a vision, and to moving and digging deep into your purpose and your destiny, once you begin to unveil that the ugliness of things and you're coming into your new, now you have to be able to accept it's your frailties. You have to know what you're weak at and what you're strong at. People don't like the word weak, but come on, we're not strong in everything. You don't have the ability to do everything. We can do all things through Christ, but we don't have the ability to do every single thing. We may try, but it's okay. It's okay. And then you reflect on your values. You know, after you list your skills and you identify your marketable skills and you make the declarations on your abilities, you reflect on your values. Your values are very important as you go to this next level. Your values are linked to your attitude and your professional approach. Determining your core values is the key step in developing your vision statement. Working towards your long-term goal is easier if you really believe in its purpose. So, and ask yourself these questions as a guide to help identify your core values, because a lot of people don't know what core values are. Ask yourself these questions. Is it important that your work gives back? Is it important that you are a servant? Do you prioritize a life-work balance? And when I say that, prioritize, a life-work balance is, do you have a balance between work and home? Do you have a balance between work, ministry, and home? We gotta learn how to prioritize that as our core values. Are you motivated by inspiring others? Do you believe in taking responsibility for your own actions? Some other questions are, what issues are you passionate about? Are there issues that your personal strength are particularly well-suited to tackling? Are there certain issues like helping the homeless that fit well within your core values? So when you begin asking a set of questions to probe to stir up a new vision that is within you, or maybe it's a vision that just needs to be revamped. Sometimes we can have a vision and it doesn't necessarily have to die, but sometimes it can like dull down a little bit. It just needs to be revamped, which means it needs some life brought back into it, which means sometimes you got to come up with the time. You could be one of those people that don't like social media. I know folks don't have a computer, don't have Facebook page, don't have email, you know, and sometimes the vision can die if you're trying to kind of stay in the Stone Ages. Don't nobody know who you are, what you're doing, don't know your name, but yet you want to make an impact on society where you have to go back in and kind of revamp that vision to come up with the times and reach the people where they are. Come on, somebody. getting back up and rebirthing is not an easy process. I'm just going to say that again and again and again. Getting back up and rebirthing is not an easy process. But once you get back up, to terms that some reasons just ended, makes the determination in a new season has started, that is where you will find a fresh mindset to move. So once you come to terms that this season has ended and you make the determination that a new season has just started, you'll find a fresh mindset to move. Ah, that's good right there. That's good right there. If you want to participate in this call, dial 516-595-8287. This is some good stuff, people. This is some good stuff. And when you gain a fresh mindset, gaining a fresh mindset is making a decision as to what needs to be changed. And a lot of, that just means it's time to change your direction, your focus. Changing your direction in life is often necessary for real growth. It's important, well, it's most important to make sure you understand your specific reasons for doing so. Anytime you change directions, you got to make sure that you have the right reason for doing so. I wouldn't change just because the people don't like you. That's an internal thing. Because a lot of times when, oh, people don't like me, they don't this, they don't that, usually sometimes it's not the people. Usually there's something inward that's going on within yourself that you need to deal with. You have a spirit of offense, could be. I don't know. I'm just throwing some things out there. So changing direction in life is often necessary for real growth. It is most important to change to make sure you understand your specific reason for doing so. Reevaluate. That's a good one. Number two, reevaluate. On this rebirthing and revision, you have to benefit. You have the benefit of your past experience to help you decide whether you want to pursue a different role in the same field or totally change direction. It is totally up to you what you decide to do when you start your rebirthing process. Am I going to after I come to terms with what has happened to me? Because when I'm rebirthing, I'm reliving the first birth. Come on, somebody. I'm reliving the pain. I'm reliving the push. I'm reliving everything that has happened to me to birth that vision. And once I relive that in my rebirthing process, it's up to me either to keep pursuing the vision and revamp it or totally change directions. Come on, somebody. That's good. That's good right there. And then once I do it, now I can rewrite my life. Now I can rewrite and start over. Once I come through that process of rebirthing and I become okay with the hurt and I'm good with it. I'm good on the pain. I'm good on the push. You don't know the cost of the oil that was in my alabaster box. So I don't have to make excuses or I don't have to explain where I've been in order to where I'm going. And once I get there, I don't have to tell you how I got there. I'm good with what has happened to me. Starting over may not always appear to be fun in the beginning, but if you stick with it in the end, it's very rewarding. The reward is at the end. My God, that's some good stuff. So I'm going to open up the floor for those that want to call in. I got a caller and I'm going to open up the line. Caller, your mic is open.
Yes, I just wanted to say that this program and all this being shared and all this being said is so helpful, so beneficial, and it just reconfirms some things. I know in life sometimes we get in a place and we are because we do feel our emotions get in the way, and because we don't feel like doing something, we don't do it. If I don't feel like going to work today, then I'm not going to go to work. And, things of that nature. But what is so great about this and learning about is that when you have a vision and you stay committed to that vision, no matter what happens, whether it appears that things are still progressing in the same way or things have stopped, when you have a vision for your life, then you don't just sit down on your life. Whether you feel like it, whether you think it's going the way it should or not, you stay committed to the process and something's going to happen, and you don't get stuck. So this is just so great, and it speaks, you know, volumes to keeping us, you know, going, staying motivated, because a lot of times when things come our way and we get hit hard, we shut down and we isolate. But this has given us the tools so we know how to get back up and how to press forward. So I just wanted to thank you for the information on today.
Well, thank you. Thank you, caller. There are so many men and women out there that have been hit hard. And we talk about this is the year of perfect vision and opening up the mouth. But when people have been hit so hard, sometimes there's not always a roadmap how to get back up. Sometimes that pain is too excruciating. Sometimes it's, I don't want to connect with people anymore. Sometimes it's, I don't want to go to that local church down the street because this one over here hurt me, and this person over here hurt me, and now I got to make all the good pastors pay for all the bad pastors that I had in my life. And even though I got vision and purpose and ministry, I'm just not going to do it. I don't mean to sit down on God, but I'm tired. I'm done. And I see a lot of that. So I think that now it's time for, instead of the shouting, which is good, you know, we've been inspiring. Now I think it's time for some preparation and preparing the people, how-tos, how to get up, how to move. What does that really look like? We have to experience it first. We have to be willing to talk about our own experiences. I think for leadership in general, transparency is necessary in this season of 2020 of perfect vision, because to me, perfect vision is looking deep within a thing. And if you look deep within a thing, I like the way one of the ladies said in the church, my yesterday is not my today, but let me show you my yesterday so you know what my tomorrow will look like. Amen.
Indeed. That's good. And then also, one of the things I do personally, when I find myself in a tough spot and I don't want to do anything, don't want to go on because life just isn't, you know, treating me right as far as I'm concerned, because I am a spiritual person, I have a relationship with the Lord, there's a scripture that I stand on, but I hear people often say it when it concerns, you know, people who are ill and passing away and they are, you know, going to, you know, transition from this earth. But I use it day to day, and the scripture says, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So sometimes when I feel like I'm, you know, slipping away and I'm, you know, losing my edge and don't want to really continue, I remind myself, I shall live and not die, meaning that my destiny and my purpose isn't going to die. And I'm going to, you know, press on and do what it is that I need to do. And things ultimately straighten themselves out and get back on track.
Yes. Well, caller, I thank you for calling in. We're going to have to continue this probably next week because this is so good. We have like a minute left before our show ends. But in our closing, just a few reminders, our Unveiled Heart Symposium tour is March 13th at 7 p.m. And that's Saturday, March 14th from 12 to 3 at Grace House Church, 122 Main Street. We're going to be doing an Unveiled Conference. Unveiled Symposium. So please come out and support our book, Unveiled Heart, is online with the study guide. It's on Amazon and Barnes and Nobles. I want to thank everyone so much for listening in to the Focus Factor, where we motivate change and empower you to move. This is Stacy Johnson. I love you all. thank you. I hope this message, this topic has inspired you to move. It inspired you to dig deep. I hope I gave you the tools to go to the next level. Until we meet again, same time, same place, stay encouraged, stay on the battlefield, keep your joy, and keep moving. God bless you. Have a great day. Thank you. Thank you, caller.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.